It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lac Parle County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning and happy new year to Josh Benega, Lac Parle Veteran Service Officer, the first show of the brand new year. How you doing there, Josh?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Good. You have a good celebration?
Yeah, kind of.
Kind of stayed home.
Stayed home.
With a friend and played cards and
yep.
Just watched the ball drop on New Year's and went to bed an hour early. That's what I did.
Yeah, we didn't see the ball drop.
I did. I saw that one drop, and then my wife went to bed, but I stayed and watched when New Orleans, they did one down there.
So I
actually did make it to the new year this year, which is unusual. I'm still awake. It's because I don't sleep very well because I drink too much coffee. But, so be my New Year's resolution to knock that off.
So. I don't do resolutions.
I mean, neither really, you know. If I do, they're usually gone by the end of January. So,
no, I minor way before then, like the first week. Yeah.
Well, hope everybody has a great New Year out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's salute a veteran, shall we?
Yeah, but first, I noticed that you took your Christmas decorations down. The little blue Christmas bulb that you had on the mic stand.
Yeah, what did I do with it?
I don't know.
I guess I took it down earlier and didn't even. Did I ever hang it up?
I don't know.
I don't think I hung it up this year. I still got the reindeer sitting up here.
No, you always have Rudolph up there.
He's there 24/7, 365.
Yeah. Today we're saluting Spec 4, Jerry A. Nelson. Jerry was born on December 21st, 1951, in Clarkfield, passed away on May 12th, 1995, in Dawson area. He entered active duty in the United States Army on July 29th, 1969. Was honorably discharged about 2.5 years later on February 18th, 1972 at Fitzsimmons General Hospital in Denver, Colorado. He was a UH-1 Huey repairman with Delta Troop of the 1st Squadron of the 1st Cavalry in Vietnam. Some medals and ribbons that he earned was a Purple Heart, the Air Medal, National Defense Service Medal, Vietnam Campaign Medal, Vietnam Service Medal with 2 Bronze Battle Stars, and 2 Overseas Service Bars. During his time, he also earned a 100-hour volunteer pin from the St. Cloud VA Medical Center. So he volunteered.
Just took it upon himself to
absolutely
go above and beyond.
Yep. I hope to do that during my retirement and get some volunteer hours in and still help veterans.
Right.
So we thank you, Jerry, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation because, as we all know, freedom is not free.
All right. And once again, in 2022, every day is Veterans Day in your office.
Especially in my office.
That's right. All right. Well, let's get to the topic at hand here today. We're going to talk about a new VA emergency care program for older veterans.
Yeah. A press release came out on December 28th from the Disabled American Veterans website, which is DAV.org. Discussing a new program to accredit several VA healthcare facilities that have emergency departments for senior care. VA has set in motion a collaboration between the agency and 3 private organizations to improve emergency care for older veterans. The American College of Emergency Physicians, John A. Hartford Foundation, and the West Health Institute will credit 70 VA emergency departments in senior care. 16 departments have already received accreditation, with 4 others currently pending. Nearly half of the nation's 19.5 million veterans are over the age of 65 and account for more than 45% of emergency care at VA hospitals, more than double the emergency visit rate for seniors nationwide, according to VA's acting Undersecretary for Health, Dr. Steven Lieberman. With COVID-19 highlighting the importance of geriatric emergency care around the world, through this initiative, the VA continues to rise to the occasion by infusing age-friendly emergency care practices and improving care coordination in communities across the nation. Now, the nearest 2 VA emergency rooms are Sioux Falls and Minneapolis. Unfortunately, St. Cloud doesn't have one, nor do any of the nearby outpatient clinics. you know, they may have some urgent care services, but a lot of times urgent care is, you know, is done locally.
Right.
So VA emergency rooms will be better equipped and staffed to screen patients for ailments associated with aging, including cognitive impairment, delirium, fall risks, and others. The department expects full accreditation of all VA geriatric emergency departments by December of this year. So they got 12 months to work on it.
That's quite a bit of time.
Depends on how you look at it. Yep. If you're a procrastinator, plenty of time.
That's right. Yeah, well, time goes by pretty fast. It really does. Yep. Hard to believe.
Yeah, I used to have this poster over my desk in college. Said, procrastination, hard work pays off over time, laziness pays off now.
That's right. Something to think about.
One of them demotivational posters. You know, I joke, you know, you should take... try not to procrastinate a lot. Yeah, so
that's a good idea.
Yeah,
it's making resolution not to procrastinate.
A resolution.
I'll work on that resolution tomorrow.
All right. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line
All right. And what is that number?
1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse. You know, the holiday season's over now, so we're having more regular hours, taking less time off. But, the 17th is Martin Luther King Day, which is two Mondays from now, and the office will be closed.
Okay. I see that's marked as a holiday on my calendar here. So.
Yep.
All right.
On your handy-dandy Q92.
Stick-on calendar.
Yep. I got a few of those in my office.
Very good.
So,
yeah, I was going to ask you, what's the status on the Veterans Home over there in Montevideo? We haven't talked about that for a long time. You ever see any news about that?
It's getting built.
Okay.
You know, they have a webcam up that you can watch the progress of the construction.
What's their target date on completion of that project over
there? I can't remember. I think it's sometime in 23 they'll start admitting patients.
Okay. Sounds good. And I'm sure there are a lot of people appreciate having that going.
Absolutely. You know, good create jobs, create beds for sick veterans and keep them more local.
Right. So, great. All right. Well, Josh, appreciate the information there, and again, a happy new year to you and everybody up there at the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
All back at work today.
Yep. And actually, today marks 12 years I've been with Lacapra County.
Well, congratulations on that as well.
Oh, thank you.
Just kind of had a cake or something. I know that. But,
I brought something in for coworkers.
Okay. Well, Paul and I will stop up there later and get some, whatever it is.
All right.
Yeah. All right, Josh. Thanks. We'll see you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benninga, Lacapra Veterans Service Officer with Vets Info on the Air this morning here on Q92. Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW, Lacapra County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW, Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.